to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. May is a transitional month for Louisiana gardeners. The intense heat of the hot season arrives this month, with daytime highs reaching the 90s and nighttime lows staying in the 70s. We'll live with this fierce heat for the next 5 months until cooler weather begins to make its way into the state in mid to late September or October. Although the ideal planting season for planting hardy trees and shrubs in the landscape is over, many heat-tolerant vegetables, heat-tolerant bedding plants and summer bulbs, and tropicals can be planted now and through the summer. Now, the vegetables planted now need to be able to take the extreme heat of summer. But there are some vegetables that can be planted in May that can be expected to really thrive in the heat of summer. And these include cantaloupe, guguzza, kushaw, eggplant, Malabar spinach, edible soybean or edamame, peanuts, pumpkins can be planted. Plenty of time to get them ready for Halloween. Southern peas are a wonderful crop to plant in this month. Hot peppers are productive all through the summer. Lima beans can still be planted. The loofah gourd, one of my favorite vegetables, can be planted this month. Melitons, okra, sweet potatoes, watermelon, and yard-long beans. Now, that's a great list of vegetables that you can still plant here in the month of May that will thrive in the heat of summer. You also might want to look at tomatoes this month, but you really shouldn't. It's too late to plant standard tomatoes. If you haven't gotten tomatoes in or you still want to add a few more tomato plants to your garden, you've got to plant the heat-tolerant tomatoes. Remember, our standard tomatoes stop producing and setting flowers when we start hitting days in the 90s and nights in the 70s. So by the time we get to middle or late June, the tomato crop is basically already set on our plants at that point. But if you plant heat-tolerant tomatoes, they have the ability to set their flowers even though the temperatures get high. Now look in your nursery for varieties like Heat Wave, Solar Set, Sun Leaper, or Spitfire if you still want to plant some tomatoes. Now I mentioned loofah earlier, and it really is one of my favorite plants because this is a vining vegetable that does triple duty in your garden. First off, the foliage is beautiful and attractive. On the trellis that you train it on, the trellis needs to be about maybe 5 to 6 feet wide and maybe about 5 or 6 feet long for a plant will really fill that trellis up nicely. Beautiful, healthy foliage. The loofahs don't get a lot of the diseases that the cucumber family gets in our vegetable gardens. In addition to the beautiful foliage, it makes these big, showy yellow flowers that are quite ornamental. Yeah, the loofah is nice enough to actually plant in a flower garden and grow as an ornamental vine for its beautiful foliage and big, bright yellow flowers. Now, when the flowers mature, the female flowers will turn into little gourds. And when those gourds are about 6 to 8 inches long, you can harvest them, slice them, bread them, and fry them. That's what I said, bread them and fry them. They taste just like fried okra, and that gives the loofah gourd another couple of its common names, climbing okra or Chinese okra. Now, that means that you can eat it, so it's beautiful and you can eat it. But here's the real kicker. When the fruit is mature, when that gourd is fully mature and turns brown, you can strip off the outer thin skin, and inside is a network of fine fibers that make a wonderful sponge. You can go buy loofah sponges at your local beauty facility where you buy your beauty products. So you get a sponge out of this plant as well. So a beautiful vine, good things to eat, and a nice sponge to clean up with. You couldn't ask for any more than that from a vine. Get these planted this month because this is a great time to get them in the ground. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.